Hey everyone, welcome back. Janice Rockman with J-Rock Therapy. I'm glad you joined me. So what do you do when you're caught up in a feud? When you're caught up in a feud of ideological ideas and beliefs that are conflicting from one group to another or from one person to another. And that conflict and that conflicting communication and ideas and the lack of being heard or empathized with or being validated becomes so great that it begins to cause personal distress and inner turmoil and conflict. From my perspective, that's when you know it's time to set a boundary for yourself and take a step back. Anytime your engagement with another human being causes distress and conflict and turmoil within you that you can no longer regulate yourself, you know that you have crossed your own boundary. I do want to validate that your experiences, your truth, your perspective, your values, your global perspective, and your individual perspective are absolutely powerful and valuable. I also want to remind you, though, that it has never been your work to personally educate other people on your experiences, to educate people on global experiences, or to control and manage their reactions to you or their actions. It is your sole and complete responsibility to manage your reactions, to manage your actions, and to manage your perspective. You know, bloom where you're planted. Go where you're celebrated, not just tolerated. Plant seeds in ground that can actually be watered and grow, that won't just dry up and fall on ground that hasn't been tilled and ground that is stony or too hard to be able to absorb what you're saying. Sometimes people cannot see your perspective because of their own trauma. Sometimes people cannot see your perspective because of their own inner avoidance with their own turmoil, their own shame, their own under acknowledgement of their behaviors and their choices in their life and their own inability to want to heal. Sometimes people cannot see your perspective because they don't have any neural repetition for it. They've never experienced it, so they have no empathy for it. They have no compassion, and they have no framework with which to compare it against. You might say, well, you don't have to live certain things to have compassion for it. That's true in most cases, but in many cases, it is so true that people are just literally like, I don't know what it's like to experience human trafficking. I don't know what it's like to experience a foreclosure or bankruptcy. I don't know what it's like to experience sexual abuse or violence or racism or sexism or ageism. And not only do I not know, it's like I can't connect to it. I have no framework. I have no neural reps. I like to call them neural reps because you guys know that there's lines and grooves in the brain that create habits and experiences over time to give us something to go back to as a framework for when we want to make a reference to something that someone is sharing with us. And for some people, not having those neural reps causes them to have an inability to connect. But that is not your work and your responsibility to get them to see it once you stated it. Once you stated it once, once you've explained it twice, and once you've restated it a third time, I would suggest that you kindly be kind to yourself and consider walking away. And not walking away in anger, not walking away in disgust, but walking away and saying, you know what? You're not ready yet. You're not ready to hear. You're not ready to connect. You're not ready to validate. You're not ready to see. But because you're not ready doesn't mean that what I'm saying is not significant and is not powerful. I think for every person that ignores, dismisses, overlooks, or disconnects from your experience, there's probably 3 to 5 more people that will honor, celebrate, embrace, and pull in and call you in to share your experience. So run towards those people, run towards the light, run towards where the support is, and give yourself a break. Because it's exhausting work to try and get people to see something that they're not ready to see. All right, so once you say it, once you explain it, once you restate it, you know, 3 strikes and be ready to walk away and keep moving. And again, how you leave one room oftentimes determines how you enter the next. So when you walk away, it doesn't mean you're walking away in anger or bitterness. You're walking away in freedom because you get to take your personal power back. Because as long as that other person is agitating you, and as long as that other person's lack of respect or acknowledgement of your experience or your opinion is owning your space and owning your identity, they've got your power. So go get your power back. And the way that you do that is by surrendering and saying, look, I've said it. You can read more about it. You can take a class. You can educate yourself. But it's not my work to try to persuade, manipulate, coerce, convince, and get you to change your beliefs. You just may not be ready to do that. I hope that this has been helpful for you. Because truly, you know, when we find ourselves having a lot of anxiety and suffering, oftentimes it's because we're resisting the current flow of the water or the current that's moving in our life. And that resistance is what causes the exhaustion and the fatigue and the irritation and the irritability. So I want to invite you to just kind of unplug from that and take a step back from it and just kind of surrender and say, look, someone else's understanding and someone else's work is not my work. We all have to do our own work. So continue to take good care of yourself. Stay safe, be well, rock your wellness, rock your healing, rock your recovery, and rock your life. And thanks for tuning in to J-Rock Therapy for this week's message.